It's a story not made for radio, but I'm going to give it a shot anyway. So I would invite listeners to, next time they're in front of a New Orleans map or driving around, take a look at the heart of the 7th Ward, St. Bernard Avenue, right around where all the North Streets cross it, North Galvez, North Roman, North Prior, and look to the left on the upriver side and look to the right on the downriver side. And you'll notice on the downriver side, there's this strange rotated checkerboard of streets that is circumscribed into a larger checkerboard at different angles. And the street names change oddly here. North become old. There's North Prior becomes Old Prior. There's a little section called New Prior. There's an old St. Bernard Street, which is only one block long. And I've always been curious. I like to tell my students, things at weird angles tell interesting stories. And here, the angles are so weird, I describe it as looking like the floor of a mismanaged tailor shop.
What came to mind for me was the Hunger Games, when the game master turns the board, 45 degrees, basically. It looks like something has just gone amiss.
I'm speechless.
I won't ask you to reference the geography of the Hunger Games. But so what's the experience of encountering it on the ground?
Exploring it is quite a convoluted experience. You have five-point intersections. You have, I think of it as relic streetscapes of lots at with these angle lines. So as a historical geographer, my question became, how did this come to be? I'll try to give the short version here. If you look a mile and a half, which is 40 arpents in the unit of the used by the French surveyors 300 years ago, you have Bayou St. John. Early plantations were delineated 40 arpents to the east of Bayou St. John. That laid down a rear boundary through what were then swamps in the 7th and 8th Ward. And believe it or not, that little tiny old St. Bernard Street, that one line, that is directly on that 1720 property line. Fast forward 50 years later, and there's development coming up the Bayou Road topographic grid. Fast forward 50 years after that, there's now new development in the Faubourg Marigny, and then a few years after that, it spreads into an extension of Marigny's Faubourg, which is called New Marigny, and that comes right up against the rear limit of those Bayou St. John plantations. Mm-hmm. A few years after that, Treme starts to develop around and up the Bayou Road corridor.
These various grids kind of come together in a sort of a no man's land.
So because they're curving around from three sides here, you have this mixing bowl. Do you extend the Treme grid or do you extend the New Marigny grid? So eventually what happens here is that this interesting Renaissance man, Irish born from Kentucky, named Mounsell White, purchases 56 lots in this area and donates them. He's on the board of directors of what eventually becomes Tulane University. It's the University of Louisiana at the time. He donates them to the university with a stipulation that none of the lots can be sold for 30 years because he wants the property values to go up. So what this does is it puts a freeze on development in this area. So when you look at a map, you'll see that it's actually this little extension, this relic, extending out into an area that probably should have been corrected to the New Marigny grid.
So it's sort of divided up streetwise the way people thought things were going to go,
exactly.
And then they didn't quite go that way.
Exactly.
And so this man, Mr. White, was a very curious figure, and you go on a little bit more about him and his specific history and his ego, if we will, and how that created this specific strange little pocket of the city.
Well, he reminds me a little bit of the civically engaged, outspoken, busybody transplants that we have today. He's from Kentucky, actually. He's civically engaged. He's a planter. He's a politician. He's a connoisseur of pepper sauces. So he dies in 1863, unknowing that he had inadvertently created this weird rotated space. But his family afterwards took his recipes and created this Tabasco sauce, derivatives of which are still available on the market today. And a controversy has arisen among food historians as to whether Mounsell White should be credited for the McElhenney family's Tabasco recipe. And if you go to the McElhenney website, they have a myth section, and firmly worded, item number one is Mounsell White. No, 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 no. And incredibly, once the story came out, I got an email from Mansell White. He died in 1863. I got an email from him. And exact same name. It's apparently his great-great-great-great-grand. And it was kind of rather tersely worded. There was no salutation. I got this little lecture about how Mansell White is, in fact, you know, the originator of Tabasco. It made no reference to the rest of the material in the article, but I got a kick out of that.
So Mansell White, perhaps or perhaps not responsible for Tabasco sauce, and
Don't invite a lawsuit, Eve.
We may have to determine that one in court, but we do know that he's responsible for this strange turned grid in the Seventh Ward.
Things at weird angles tell interesting stories.
Richard Campanella is professor of geography at the Tulane School of Architecture. Thanks as always.
Thank you.